Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic with a BelowTopSecret.com humor podcast in response to Calipedia. Calipedia. How hard is that? Anyway, I know you didn't ask the question about Giraffe of Us, but it was on the Pizza Hut thing, so I thought I would answer it. So how do you put a giraffe in the refrigerator? Well, I have one of those special cheese graters that, you know, it's on a crank, you spin it, and, you know, it's got different cones that you put on. It's really cool. It's stainless steel. So I would shred the thing with that because that makes the smallest pieces. And then I would stuff the shreddings in those Ziploc freezer bags. And then starting at the bottom of the refrigerator, I'd lay them out real flat, you know, and make sure they were all closed real good so that I could stack them on top of each other. I don't think it would be that much of a problem, really. So that's how I would do it. And then you started with the other questions. What, if you could have a wild animal for a pet, what would you choose and why? Well, I think under the circumstances, I would choose a giraffe so I could do that refrigerator thing. Next, what if you had $1 million? How would you spend it? And this is serious. I would fortify our property with probably a 10-foot chain link razor wire fence. And then I would go solar on all of our stuff. I would just solarize this place. And then maybe buy, I don't know how much a small helicopter is, but I'd like to have a small helicopter. Okay. That sounds really strange now that I speak it out, but yeah, that's what I'd probably do. Okay, next, what if you were a president for one day, what would you do? I think I'd fortify the country with a 10-foot chain link razor wire fence and go solar across the country and get small helicopters for everybody. I think that I would be very popular and they might even vote me for president the next time. Okay, number 4, what if you had a genie and that granted one wish per day, how would you use them? And I would have her be my personal assistant. She'd cook and clean my house and run my errands, just do all the work that I do, and, you know, and take care of me and pamper me, make my meals, make good healthy meals that were real tasty. And so I wouldn't have to hassle with that. I eat healthy, but I hate all the hassle that it is. So that's what I would do with her, and I would keep her all day long. Number 5, what if you could travel back in time? When and where would you go? And I actually thought about this quite a bit, and I think I'd go to San Francisco or the San Francisco area back in the 60s and 70s, the 1960s and 70s. And the reasons are things were modern by that time. So I could be comfortable. I'm big on comfort, as you could see from the previous answer. So things would be comfortable and we'd have all the technology and everything. You know, I wouldn't have to grow my own food or work all day to survive, or, you know, we wouldn't be in a depression or a world war or anything like that. And in the 60s, the music was just coming into its prime. You know, it was a revolution. The country was so excited. And you might say, well, we're, you know, kind of going through a similar thing right now. And the truth is we are. We're in a war. There are protests. We have corrupt government. But this time, I'm not so sure that the power of the people is going to triumph like it did back then. This is almost like a redo of back then. But this time, the corruption is so deep and widespread that I'm not sure that the people will triumph. I think the man might win this time. And that means a whole different outcome that I'm not at all eager to see. So, yeah, I'd like to be a fully grown adult in the 60s and 70s and all that that entails. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes, it would. Okay, because I was just a kid. I was a young kid in the 60s, but I was with them. You know, I was there. I was always watching them. It was cool. And I wanted to be an adult in the 60s, but I wasn't. What if you were stranded on an island with one possession? What would it be and why? And it would be hard to decide for me, but I came down to it would be between two things. One would be a comprehensive survival book, you know, something that told me how to make shelter, how to hunt and trap animals, and, you know, how to make fire and send flares or, you know, stuff like that, how to get people's attention. You know, the title would be something like, "So You're Stranded on a Desert Island." That's the book I'd like to have with me, or something like that. And if not that, I think I'd want my little round neck pillow. You know, they are so comfortable. And I'm big on comfort, like I said before. And if I don't use that round, rolled neck pillow, I get a stiff neck. And it's really a pain. So it would be between those two. It would be a hard call. So I hope that answers your questions. Thanks for listening. Thanks for asking.